Right, back for lap four. Finished the lap four. Slight change on the top three.
Yeah, it's evident that after a really good start, Jordan Rose is dropping back a little bit. The order has changed round, and Knight has obviously pushed on. He's got himself into first place with Sagan after him, then Rose. The rest of them are much as they were on the previous lap, but it's evident that Knight has decided to drop the hammer on this one. And he was actually catching up towards Sagan on that one. So as you kind of expect from Knight, when he needs to, he can actually pull a little bit more speed out of the bag. The rest of the riders in the other classes, you can see after a day's riding, there's a little bit of tiredness creeping into those arms, which is unsurprising. It's a really punishing track. It doesn't seem to anywhere they can actually have a rest on it. So hard work. And the fifth lap, I think, will be the end of the fifth lap will be welcome for many riders.
Yeah, it's bad enough walking around, but yeah. Dietrich dropped out, injured his hand. Shame, because he looked quick.
Yeah, he did, and that is the risk of taking part in these type of events. Yes, you could pick up injuries in practice anywhere, but once you do an event that you're not necessarily taking part in, there is a risk to what you're planning on doing afterwards. So I guess that's why Ober and Blazeziak decided to pull out the second day. Dietrich, probably by this point, is wishing he didn't do the second day, but I'm not sure whether it's actually too serious an injury. He's just hurt his wrist. We haven't heard anything more than that, but still, it could have a potential for the rest of the season, so it's a risk you take. And this event is a hard work event. It's certainly not a warm-up event. It's a hard competition.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see you back for the final race, and we'll do a summing up of the day and catch you all later.